and must be revealed. According to Job 36:26, God is exalted, and we do not know God. Asserting the fact that God is beyond our understanding is an affirmation that God is infinite and we are finite. Acknowledging the greatness of God or the otherness of God is recognizing that we can only understand that which God wants us to understand. We only understand that which God reveals to us. This is why we hold the Bible to be so important. As the Reformers said, sola scriptura, or only Scripture, in reaction to a church which proposed church tradition as the source of truth. The Bible is God's revealing to us who God is. The Bible is God's word to us. That being said, we can only understand the word of God insofar as God reveals the meaning of God's word to us. God's ultimate and most perfect revelation or revealing of God's nature and purpose was through Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. What better way for humans to understand God than for God to come to us in human form? But as we learn in Job's confession and repentance in today's scripture, when we are too certain of God's nature and purpose, we sin. We are called to live by faith, not by certainty. When we become too sure that we understand God, that is a sure sign that we do not understand God at all. One sure thing we can affirm about God is that God is above our ability to fully understand. Said another way, God is transcendent. That is to say, God is both beyond us while still with us. While God has been so gracious to us to reveal the tip of the iceberg, that is God, through Jesus Christ, we do not and cannot have an absolute handle on God. This realization should lead to humility. Humility understands that it does not understand. Humility recognizes that it's only through the help of God that we can live and move and have our being. Humility recognizes that the blessings we receive are not our own doing, but come through the inscrutable providence of God. Job did not deserve the wealth and blessing he enjoyed in chapter 1 of Job. Job did not deserve the suffering he experienced in chapters 2 through 41. Of Job. Job did not deserve the wealth and blessings he enjoyed in chapter 42 of Job. As far as we can tell with our limited understanding, Job's blessings and Job's sufferings were unjust. Why did Job suffer? Why was Job blessed? It's a mystery. In the face of that mystery and that uncertainty and that acknowledgement that we do not understand, what do we do? How we respond is the essence of faith. Frederick Buechner says it this way. Faith is better understood as a verb than as a noun, as a process than a possession. It's on again, off again, rather than once and for all. Faith is not being sure where you're going, but going anyway. A journey without maps. Paul Tillich said that doubt isn't the opposite of faith. It's an element of faith. As Hebrews 11:1 tells us, quote, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen," end quote. If we could see all the answers, we would not need faith. If we could control God, we would not need faith. Only God has all the answers. We do not. If we think we do, we, like Job, need to repent and humbly seek God's presence. Some of the earliest competitors to Christianity were Greek-inspired religions called mystery religions. These religions purported to transmit secret knowledge to the members of their group, and that information would give them eternal life. Unfortunately, in competing with mystery religions, some early church leaders would talk about Jesus as having imparted some secret knowledge that would impart eternal life. Likewise, Elaine Pagels tells us of books she calls the Gnostic Gospels, which purport to give the secret knowledge taught by Jesus, John, and Paul. The word Gnostic comes from the Greek word gnosis, which Pagel tells us is often translated as knowledge, but is best translated as insight or understanding. Like any heresy, there was just enough truth in what they were saying to be seductive. Yes, Jesus came to impart the truth of the nature of God. Yes, Jesus came that we might experience abundant life and life eternal. No, that truth is not a secret. And the knowledge of that truth is not the key to a mystery, only for those who have that knowledge, insight, or understanding. God revealed God's self to all through Jesus, the Word made flesh. Jesus Himself was the way, the truth, and the life. All who know Jesus can see a glimpse of the mystery of God. Jesus came for all and to express the love of God for the world. Jesus died for all, and His cleansing sacrifice is available to all. Anyone who pretends to have exclusive knowledge, understanding, or insight, or who would exclude anyone from the love of God, does not understand the truth or the mystery of God. Acknowledging the transcendence and the mystery of God is not resignation. Acknowledging that we cannot fully know or appreciate God does not and should not prevent us from seeking God. As St. Anselm of Canterbury said, "I do not seek to understand in order that I may believe, but rather I believe in order that I may understand," end quote. Simply stated, faith should seek understanding. Faith that recognizes it does not know should seek to know. And seeking to know is not seeking information alone. It's seeking relationship. To know in the biblical sense is to have an intimate relationship with. Seeking knowledge of God is seeking an intimate relationship with God. In the history of Christianity, there are people described as mystics. Some of the mystics are quite strange in their methods, but their writings describe their search for an intimate relationship with God. The beginning of their search generally begins with a profound understanding that we need to first understand that we do not know God. One of the famous classic texts is called The Cloud of Unknowing, an anonymous 14th century text. The idea is not to embrace ignorance, but to recognize our inability to fully grasp the infinite. It is only through humility that we have space to recognize God's presence. True knowledge of God begins with acknowledgement, with Job, that we have declared that which we do not understand. In the book Anne of Green Gables, Anne observes that the preacher in her Presbyterian church prays many words, but says them like he does not believe them. On the other hand, Anne notes that Mrs. Edwards lives with a joy that makes you want to be like her. Anne goes on to say that she lives like she would choose to be a Christian, even if it was not the only way to heaven. The point is that being a Christian should be about being in a relationship with God that truly seeks to know our mysterious God, in a relationship that is not all about getting to heaven. Being a Christian should not be about seeking information or piling up words that somehow unlocks the lock on heaven's gate. In a way, all of us should be mystics, acknowledging the mystery of God and seeking to know God. May we all exhibit the joy that comes from living in relationship with our mysterious God. Amen. Having heard the Word of God read, sung, and proclaimed, let's stand together and say what